Hallelujah. So help us, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord's justice dwells in the desert. His righteousness lives in the fertile field. The fruit of that righteousness be peace, its effect be quietness and confidence forever. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. The hill flattens the forest and the city is leveled completely. How blessed are we, this Cattlebound family, households and ministries, and individually and as a whole, sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. In the name of the Prince of Peace, our lives are redeemed from destruction. For the Lord God of hosts will not spare the lives of his enemies from death. And we are wise, we are holy, we are righteous. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. To him who is able to keep us from stumbling and to present us before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. I who feed on this bread will live forever, for I have the fire, the life of the everlasting living in me. Thus I believe I receive divine healings, and I think and speak and act and walk and live in divine health and divine restoration. For his spirit gives life to my mortal body because of righteousness. Hallelujah. There be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. We partake of the broken body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sealing, resting in my well-being with and in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All the glory of your presence, we your temple give you reverence, so rise to your rest. And be blessed by our praises, we glory in your embrace, as your presence now fills this place. Oh, the glory of your presence, we your temple give you reverence, so rise to your rest and be blessed by our praises, we glory in your embrace, as your presence now fills this place, as your presence now fills this place. This place. Hallelujah. This is the blessing that is and remain on my spouse and on our children. by the blood of Christ, that the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God, Holy Ghost, that resurrection fire, my stand, my rule, and your wife to be, my daughter, my bride, and your wife to be, my daughter, my Aleph, and your wife to be, my daughter, and every one of our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, to the thousand generations, households, and ministries, thou art sons and daughters of the Most High God in the house of our Heavenly Father. That day when God, when love, resurrected Christ from the dead, hath he begotten you, hath he chosen you that day. He is your Father, and you are his sons and daughters. Let all the angels of God worship, minister for you. For as Jesus, the Word of God, the Son of God is, so also are you in this world. For you are the church that Christ loved and gave himself up for. He has made you holy, and he is cleansing you by the washing with water through the word, and he is presenting you to himself, the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. You be holy, spirit whole, is spirit, soul, and body, without blemish, for creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of you, the sons, and daughters of love. And of the angels he saith, he maketh his angels spirits and his ministers flames of fire. But unto you, his sons and daughters, your thrones as God, as love, stand forever and ever. And the righteous scepter, the scepter of your kingdom in Christ, is a scepter of absolute righteousness, of justice and straightforwardness. You have loved righteousness. You have delighted in integrity, virtue, and uprightness, in purpose, thought, and action. And you have hated lawlessness, injustice, and iniquity. Therefore, God, even your God, has set you above your companions, the angels of the Lord, by anointing you with the oil of exultant joy and gladness with and in Christ. Therefore, each one of you has confessed with your mouth, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of God, is my Master, and God has set everything right between him and me. And are believing in your heart that God raised you, that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved, you shall be sozo, eternal inheritance in and with Christ. Therefore, each one of your names are written in heaven, in the book of destiny, and in the Lamb's book of life, belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. Amen. Amen. And furthermore, you, Lord my God, did lay the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, and you remain and continue permanently. They will all grow old and wear out like a garment, like a mantle thrown about oneself. You will roll them up, and they will be changed and replaced by others. But you, my Lord Jesus Christ, remain the same, and your years will never end nor come to failure. Now, Lord my God, I thank you that because they have found favor with God, and the Holy Spirit has come upon them, and the power of the Most High, the power of the blood of the cross of Christ has overshadowed each one of them, that Stanford, Andrew and your wife to be, Brian and your wife to be, Alexander and your wife to be, and every one of our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, to the thousand generations, households and ministries by Holy Ghost resurrection power. You can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. By his stripes you were healed. By his stripes you are healed. And by the blood of the Lamb you are made whole. You are redeemed from iniquity and transgressions, strongholds and strong men. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding is guarding each one of your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. You are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Everything that you put your hands to prospers. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, saith the Lord. You are accepted in the Beloved, seated at the right hand of God, enjoying the presence of the Lord, for in the presence of the Lord, for in his presence there is a fullness of joy, at his right hand pleasures forevermore, as long as you remain in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor, glory and honor and power. For thou hast created, O Lord, hast created, for thou hast created all things, and for that pleasure they are created. Thou art worthy, O Lord. The King of Kings. This is the revelation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ given to the Apostle John on the island of Patmos, the King of Kings. Then I saw the heavens opened, and there was a white horse. Its rider was called Faithful and True. He judges and wages war in righteousness. His eyes were like a fiery flame, and on his head were many diadems. He had a name inscribed that no one knows except himself. He wore a cloak that had been dipped in blood, and his name was called the Word of God. We, the armies of heaven, followed him, mounted on white horses and wearing clean white linen. Out of his mouth came a sharp sword to strike the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod, and he himself will tread out the winepress. The wine of the fury and wrath of God the Almighty. He has a name written on his cloak and on his tie, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. When I saw an angel standing on the sun, he cried out in a loud voice to all the birds flying high overhead, come here, gather for the flesh of military officers, and the flesh of warriors, the flesh of horses and of their riders, and the flesh of all, free and slave, small and great. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered to fight against the one riding the horse and against us, his army. The beast was caught, and with it the false prophet who had performed in its sight the signs by which he led astray those who had accepted the mark of the beast and those who had worshipped its image. The two were thrown alive into the fiery pool burning with sulfur. The rest were killed by the sword. The word of God that came out of the mouth of the one riding the horse, and all the birds gorged themselves on their flesh. Good is the word of the Lord. We esteem the word of the Lord. We receive the blessing, Lord my God, that you have pronounced on all who take the time to read, to listen to, and to heed the prophecies in the book of the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ to the Apostle John on the island of Patmos, and are so grateful, Father Lord. I thank you that we are not a part of those 7 years of tribulation, but we are the church, his ecclesia, who are favored to not fall asleep, but to we shall all be changed in an instant, in the blink of an eye, at the last trumpet, right before the 7 years of the tribulation, to be with our Lord Jesus Christ in all his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. For we are filled with all the fullness of your love. Above all, I rejoice that my name is written in heaven, in the Lamb's book of life, for anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the pool of fire. This is the second death. To him who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb be ascribed the blessing and the honor and the majesty, glory, splendor, and the power, might, and dominion forever and ever through the eternities of the eternities. Hallelujah. Amen. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ lives, he lives in me. Christ in me, the earnest expectation of manifestation of the good things to come. Blessed be Elohim, my source and sustainer of power and might, of wisdom and strength, of glory and honor, of the blessing, his favor. I have proclaimed the decree of the Lord, who said to me, you are my daughter. Today I am your father. And I saw thrones on which were seated we, the church, the ecclesia, who had been given authority to judge. Blessed am I who have been invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. These are the true words of God. Oh Lord, my love, how I long for the day when you drink of this fruit of the vine, know with me in the kingdom of our Father, the cup, the power of my acceptance by love in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I know I am accepted in the Beloved. Thus it remains, Psalm 22. At the cross, my Lord Jesus, Yeshua, you have defeated the bulls of Bashan. This is the DNA of giants. You have defeated the rewriter for me. I stand on this. Your victory, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the rewrite has no effect on me. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. I've been washed in the blood of a precious blood of the Lamb. There is therefore now no condemnation for me who am in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Behold, I take power to tread the Lord God of hosts, making a path for me on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Not that I would put the Lord my God to the test, thus by the blood of Christ, Father Love, I believe I receive that if I drink any deadly thing, even the vaccine, serpent venom, bioengineered products, and genetic modifications, quantum data. These shall not harm me. I shall not be affected, infected, afflicted by the seed of the serpent, by serpent venom, by cheap implants, by any deed of darkness, by the blood of the Lamb. Cursed be them all. They all fail. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord has removed all sickness from my midst. The battle is over. Jesus Christ, the Lord of the harvest, the Lord God of hosts, because you see, the enemy could not gainsay the work of the Lord. Amen. For I am his handiwork, masterpiece, poetry, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for me to do. The battle is over. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Shalom. Shalom. Amen. It remains. The name of God is inscribed in my DNA, both now and forever. And I have the mind of Christ. And my spirit remains sealed with your promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of my inheritance toward redemption as your possession. Yahweh, to the praise of your glory, spirit, soul, and body, I remain in Christ, my heart crying out, Abba, my Father, my Daddy. And we partake of the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, sealing, resting in our, in my inheritance, that my name will never be blot out from the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Therefore, Heavenly Father, hear the shout of your children. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Even so, come quickly, my Lord Jesus Yeshua. Come, your bride awaits you. Don't delay. We pray that foolish virgins with their lamps also take oil with them. For we, the wise virgins, are preserving our oil to trim our lamps for the bridegroom's coming to go meet him. Your word, O Lord, is a lamp to my feet and light to my path. For it is I who is being led by the Spirit of God, who is the daughter of love of God. Christ's love controls, constrains, restrains me. I continue to walk in the Spirit, and I will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I live in the Spirit. I also follow the Spirit. I walk in the light of his presence. Thus I walk faithfully with the Lord my God. Then I be no more, because the Lord God has taken me away. Amen. Hallelujah. Till that glorious day, I remain sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet of my hope of salvation. For God, love, did not appoint me to suffer wrath, but to obtain salvation through my Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me, that whether I wake or sleep, I should live together with him, remembering that mercy triumphs over judgment. I continue to lay hold of the blood of covenant of protection, preservation, and provisions, invincibility, and invisibility the Lord my God has given me. He who raised Christ from the dead, this very moment and throughout the days, quickens, heals, repairs, restores my mortal body, that I live and not die, to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, while I am enjoying life in abundance to the full till it overflows into eternity with the Lord my God, without my seeing the grave, when he will quicken, change in an instant, in the blink of an eye, at the last trumpet, my mortal body, because of his spirit, the life of the everlasting fire who lives in me. I plea, I claim the blood. Amen. Praise the Lord. By the Spirit of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes and your Son comes. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.